It's the final day of a busy weekend for the Rivermen as they welcome in the Rockford Ice Hogs this afternoon. Time for our coaches' conversation brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Caselli Insurance and Real Estate in Marseilles. You can call them at 815-795-4028. We're here with Rivermen head coach Jared Bednar after a 3-1 win and a back-to-back victory against the Abbotsford Heat and the first period that I'm sure you'd like to bottle up and take with you again here tonight.
Certainly would. I think the key for us is with that crowd. We had a great crowd in there last night, and to get out to an early start like that, there was some physicality to it, and we played an up-tempo style, and we were able to score a couple goals early in the game and have a couple good fights, and brought our crowd into the game, and then our group really fed off that and had a solid performance after that, played strong defensively. We got good goaltending, and our two goals held up for us.
First goal that was scored was Brett Sonny's, his first of the year. No one needed that goal like Brett Sonny did last night.
Well, that's just it. I mean, he's been working so hard, and his heart's in the right place. He's kept a great attitude. I know it was starting to get to him a little bit on a frustration level. And for him to go out and have a hard-working goal like that, he was paying the price in front of the net. And, we were able to get the puck there for him, and he banged in a rebound. So it was a good goal for him to get started, and he really fed off that, had a great first period, and continued on the rest of the game for him there last night.
Right off the very next faceoff, Nathan Oystrick drops the gloves with J.D. Watt, who's a tough character as well. Those two go at it in a pretty good bout, and that seemed to energize the team even more, and the building electrified exponentially.
Yeah, no question about it. That was a heck of a fight. I thought, JD's a tough customer, obviously has a reputation of doing that on a nightly basis, and for Oyster to step up and go toe-to-toe with him there, that was a long fight, a good fight. Both those guys are going to have a few wounds here tonight. I think Watt probably have a few more than Oyster.
50 seconds is how long that fight lasts from start to finish. And again, the trend continued in the first period. Grant Mink got the goal to put you up 2-0. Another guy that maybe the numbers don't look like it, but he needed a goal as well. He went 9 games without one.
Yeah, he had some games in there where he was playing injured, and we pulled him out of the lineup to get him refreshed. And he's come back and answered in a strong way for us. He played three very good home games here. And for him to get on the board last night and get two, he had an empty net one later. So gets him back and rolling again. And that line was good for us. Cracknell did a really good job for us stepping in on that line with Hensick gone. And to get Drazenovic back, he puts Mink and Drazenovic back. They have a little bit of back together. They have a little bit of chemistry there. And Cracknell really was a strong player for us over the weekend. Hopefully he continues here tonight.
Fast start is what propelled you to the win yesterday. Rockford, the last time you saw them, it was the slow start that cost you. Is there emphasis here on the first period?
Yeah, there really is. I mean, all we're trying to do here tonight is to make sure that we have a continuation of our last three games at home. We've been impressed with our work ethic, our intensity, the urgency we played with, and we played with a strong emotion level. And sometimes these 3-3s, or they played 2 in Manitoba and then traveled to get here, they can be tough to get up for. But our group, we're just looking for more of the same. And we feel if we dictate the pace and tempo and physicality of this game, and bring a strong emotional level to it, that we're going to be where we want to be at the end of the night.
You mentioned the physical play last time. These two teams met 158 penalty minutes. Does any of that carry over, and is there an emphasis maybe on making sure that the emotions don't run too high?
Yeah, we have to play with controlled emotion. We want our team to walk the line and be on edge and be a hard team to play against, but we've done a better job as of late knocking down our penalties. We were looking at about 6 a game early in the season, and sometimes it still gets away from us. Lots of it's due to not skating, but we also have taken our share of silly penalties or unnecessary penalties as well on the physical side of things. So we want to be hard, we want to play tough, we want to be physical. I think our fans like watching us play that way, but at the same time we have to make sure we're doing a job and controlling that emotion, staying out of the box so we're not a man down all night.
It's been a busy stretch of games with 4 games in 5 days. Jake Allen goes back in the goal today. How do you approach the planning of who goes when?
Well, we want to keep both guys involved. Both guys have obviously been doing a really good job for us. I mean, Bish went a few games there without winning, but really that was due to us not scoring. I mean, we've had some games here where we've had some trouble putting the puck in the net, and we have to do a better job of getting to their goalie and getting a set to pucks and rebounds and set and creating second chance opportunities. And but our goalies have done more than their share of the saving and kept up their end of the bargain, so we want to keep them both involved. And with a week off, it was important that we played them both this weekend, and with Jake Allen's strong performance Friday night, we just decided to come back with him here today. We feel like he's earned the start, so we feel very confident as a team in front of both of those guys.
Another busy weekend next weekend as well with 3 games in 3 days. Jared Bednar, thank you so much for your time, and good luck out there finishing off the weekend.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups between the Rivermen and the Ice Hogs here on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.